This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What would you do if you found out that the person you fell in love with had a secret side you knew nothing about? On today's case, Ms. Moon says that when she and Mr. Smith got together, it was a whirlwind. She says things were great until she opened a secret box in Mr. Smith's man cave and got the shock of her life. Now she's not sure if this is the right relationship for her. Can Mr. Smith make her understand his side? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Moon versus Smith.
Thank you very much, Ms. Moon, Mr. Smith. Ms. Moon, you say that after opening Pandora's box, you realize Mr. Smith is not the man you thought he was, and today you demand to know the truth.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Smith, you say you love Ms. Moon, but she's simply overreacting. You say you've been honest about your expectations and just want her to get on board.
Yes, Your Honor.
So let's see what got us here today. This is a young couple who obviously fell in love with each other and started to blend their families together. But you have no children together. You've been together for 3 years. Ms. Moon, why are we in court?
Well, we are here today, Your Honor, because I love this man to death, but he have like a sex and a porn addiction that is really interfering in our relationship, and I don't know how long I can take it.
Wow, a sex and a porn addiction. Mr. Smith, what say you?
I'm not a sex addict. I just want to get that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for that intimacy and want her to show it before it leads to, you know, a potential breakup down the line.
And there's no... It's interesting because I don't see any allegations of cheating. And usually when I hear somebody's a sex addict, the first thing they tell me is, I suspect he or she has been cheating. And I didn't hear that. So something tells me that there's a lot more to this story. Ms. Moon, talk to me about how you all met and what got us to this point, ma'am.
Well, we met, I started a job at the warehouse and he was the supervisor there.
Mm-hmm.
So he started flirting with me a while and I eventually gave in, gave him my number. Then he texted me that later that night and was like, I'm gonna take you out 7 o'clock. So when he did pick me up, he had flowers in a car. So I was amazed by that because I ain't never had that before. So he ended up taking me downtown Dallas. It's to this place, they have the water going on, the music playing. You have someone drawing pictures of couples. You got restaurants, bars, lounges. So we had a very good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it started.
He upgraded you on your dating situation. Sure
he did,
didn't he?
He did.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He had a different level of expectation. I have to tell you, yeah. You're going to be hard to break up with Mr. Smith because the next dude, you're going to have an expectation of what you're supposed to get. And so clearly you were interested in her. But wait, once you all moved in, that romance seems to have turned into something else. Ms. Moon, explain.
Yes, so when we ended up moving in, things started changing in the bedroom. It started getting a little weird because we'll be doing, you know, whatever we do. And when we finish, he'll want to go again. He'll want to keep going. He'll wake me up in the middle of the night, keep going, things like that. So it's kind of getting like, what's really the problem? If you already got what you wanted, why are you still want more?
Like, I'm not understanding. But wait a minute, Ms. Moon, you all are young and excited and in love.
But he be wanting a little too much for me, though.
So what's like, a little too much?
Over and over, back to back. No breaks. Like 3-4 times out the day.
Y'all don't have no jobs? How you gonna go 3-4 times a day?
Yeah, we have jobs, but he's a business owner.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, so it started one night. We was getting together, finna go drunk bowling with a few friends. It was like a couple thing. I got all
bowling?
Mm-hmm, drunk bowling.
What is that?
It's like rollerball. If you miss, you gotta drink a shot.
Oh, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a gutter ball throwing sister, okay?
So we was finna get ready to walk out the door. And he was like, can I get some? I'm like, are you serious right now? This is just crazy to me. Like,
so let me just go on to Mr. Smith, because Mr. Smith, Ms. Moon says she enjoys being with you and the attractiveness is not the problem, but it's a little too much, too intense, and too often for her. What say you, sir?
Again, Your Honor, we young, and she's younger than me, so, you know, I would expect with my backstory, with her knowing my past, that she would kind of understand.
What was your past? Were you a pimp or something? What I mean? I don't understand what your past got to do with needing to have sex 3-4 times a day.
And my ex, she was at one point bringing women into the room, to the bedroom.
I just guessed. From the outside looking in, yes, exactly.
That was kind of a lifestyle that I started kind of getting used to.
So that whole polygamous thing, you had almost like sister wives, basically.
So to speak, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at it as a fun thing. It was more of a three people came to, had a connection, and we want to build off of that connection.
I understand.
Like, I'm very spontaneous, and, you know, the way she talked about things, you know, she was talking. She didn't back it up. Yeah, she's sleepy, she's tired, she's hurting. I got to schedule an appointment. I didn't know you had to schedule an appointment with your significant other.
And I already knew that, Your Honor. It just, I didn't know it was that deep until we moved in.
I'm trying very hard to become very modern so I can understand young people. But if someone says to me, my last relationship was more polygamous, polymorous, I think is what it's called at this point.
Well, not polymorous. I'm not that. That's open to anything. I'm not open to anything.
No, you want to be in the relationship where two people, two, three, whatever it is, are committed to each other.
A commitment.
Okay,
much, yeah.
Got it.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably, I feel like, because he's older than me, because when I used to say things about him, like, you don't understand because you're not my age, just the things that we do. Just like one day, I walked into the house. He's supposed to have been barbering, cutting hair.
Okay.
Your barber. He's supposed to be cutting hair. I ended up calling his phone. He ended up answering the phone. It was music in the background. You got boys. They just getting lit. They just having a good time. So I asked him, like, what you doing at the strip club? He was like, I'm shooting pool. I know you're not just shooting pool at the strip club. I'm not crazy. He did act like he didn't want to answer the questions or whatever.
He gave you a lie of omission because you knew good and well he wasn't just shooting pool at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't ask the right question, Your Honor.
Ah, okay. I'm going to teach you how to ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. Trust and believe. So, Miss Moon, what happened?
I ended up going to the little man cave he had behind the house. I ended up seeing a big box.
It was a lock on the door. I'm trying to figure out how she got inside.
I told you.
Yeah, so when I opened the box, it had porn magazines in there. Porn DVDs. I didn't even know they still sold those.
I'm a collector.
My daddy used to always have those.
But I'm lucky he didn't have some 45s or some albums up in there, okay?
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
So I ended up going to the little man cave he had behind the house.
What about a man cave? Because you all are living together.
Mm-hmm.
There's something behind the house?
Yeah. It's like a little trailer where you got a TV in there. It's supposed to be for a man when they want to watch TV or be with their boys, little space or whatever they call it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so I ended up going back there.
You're not supposed
to be
in there, let me guess.
That's what he say. But I feel like I
can go. We talked about this prior, too, though.
You said that's my spot and that's my private area.
That's my personal space. That's the man cave. You can have you a woman cave if you want to, but that's
my personal area. I definitely have friends that have a man cave. However, when you gave her reason to be Snoop Dogg, as you know what I mean, as in snooping up in your business, that's why she went on into your man cave, which I am not saying is correct, but that was the reason. That lie of omission.
She could have asked the right question.
Uh-huh.
Well, you understand.
Go ahead, Miss Moon.
Yeah, so I ended up going in there. I ended up seeing a big box with a lock on it, but it was unlocked. So when I opened the box...
Mistake, Mr. Smith. If you're in a man cave and you have your private stuff in there and you have a lock on the box, keep it locked.
It was a lock on the door. I'm trying to... still to this day trying to figure out how she got inside.
I told you, Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Okay, click, 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 click. Listening?
Yeah, so when I opened the box, it had porn magazines in there. Porn DVDs. I didn't even know they still sold those.
I'm a collector.
My daddy used to always have those.
I collect stuff.
But you 26.
Mm-hmm.
He's 36. He's been around a longer time
I see.
Than you.
I
okay?
See. But
you lucky he didn't have some 45s or some albums up in there, okay?
Some VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so keep going.
So for now, I'm like, this man have a very bad sex addiction, like, or porn addiction.
Okay, what made you think it was a sex addiction? Because unless he is doing, having women meet him in the man cave.
Oh, no, she's too crazy for that. I wasn't there.
Was there anything in there that made you think that he was doing something nefarious other than enjoying himself as a man in his private space?
I mean, I did, but I don't, because it's like, of a man having all of that and you have a woman, and then it takes it back to, like, the bedroom things, it's like, I can't satisfy you or something, then I feel some type of way about it, because it's like, if I give you what you want or whatever, and you have all these porn,
videos, you're not
DVDs...
not giving me what I want.
No, let me finish talking. Give you what you want, then I feel like I can't satisfy you, then what we together for?
Okay, but
even sex toys.
But wait a minute, Miss Moon. Let me just make sure you heard what your man just said. What'd you say, Mr. Smith?
You're not giving me what I want.
So
you're not even trying. Like,
I am.
Miss Moon?
He just wanted a little too much. I think that's the problem.
See, here's the deal. It just means that you all are not on the same page as to what intimacy expectations are going to make up this relationship. Because I can tell you for certain, there are some couples that are so equally yoked with their sex life that they want to go out and hit it in the park. They want to hit it in the car. They want to go out to dinner. And before they go into the restaurant, hit it real quick there, go into the bathroom if they can. But it works for them because they want to do that together. There's nothing wrong with it. There's some couples who've been together 30, 40 years, and they have Saturday night sex. Saturday night is their night. That's the night, and that's the only night they want to do it. Is there anything about the intimate act that bothers you?
I'm not used to just having sex like that. That's crazy.
If you want a little tenderoni, then you're going to have to be patient. Because you're going to have to get somebody who's in her 30s or 40s who like to kick it, flip it, throw it up, and rub it down. It may not be this child.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Okay, and Mr. Smith just interrupted the judge and said very succinctly, I don't want to be that couple. He's not interested in the more, shall I say, traditional intimacy relationship.
And look at her.
Like, she's gorgeous.
Exactly. Like, anytime I see her around the house, you want to wear short shorts and stuff like this, like, it turns me on. So, yes. And it's not an everyday thing because she says no or she's not in the mood. So, it might be 2-3 days. It was even a month before. But,
is there anything about the intimate act that bothers you?
No, it don't. It's just to keep going on and on.
So,
like, I'm not used to just having sex like that. That's crazy.
Maybe it's that you might want to try some new intimate acts because, again, that comes with maturity. He just wants to love on you more. Do you think you are able to open your mind, I guess is my best way of putting it, open your mind to the possibilities of how you explore sexuality with your man? Are you open to that?
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna need a little help with this because I don't think that there's really that much wrong. Mm-hmm. I just think that you all are not connected in an intimate way simply because you don't have the level of experience that your man does. And no one's expecting you to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. If you came in here knowing how to be a complete over-the-top freak, I'd be a little worried about you because you're still 26.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of like the fact that you are more naive in your sexuality. And Mr. Smith, let me put this to you in a non-offensive way, but you might take it that way. If you want a little tenderoni, then you're gonna have to be patient. That's really the deal. Because you're gonna have to get somebody who's in her 30s or 40s and who like to kick it, flip it, throw it up and rub it down. But it may not be this child because she's 26 and she's gonna need a minute. I mean, serious business.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need some help putting this together because this is not my area of expertise. So I have asked a therapist who actually has the background and the license to do this and help other couples. Would you mind if I ask her to join us as a expert witness?
Yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful. Would you please bring Dr. Savage in to the courtroom?
Sure.
Thank you, Robert. Hello, Dr. Savage.
Hello.
Dr. Savage, would you please introduce yourself to the court and so that the defendant and the plaintiff know what your background is?
Yes. I'm a psychologist, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I specialize in helping people with sexual issues, trauma, depression, anxiety, and life transitions.
And so basically exactly where we are at this point. Dr. Savage, you've been paying attention to the testimony, and then I asked you to read through the court file so that you could help me help them. What have you observed about Mr. Smith?
Honestly, what I've observed so far is that he has a high sex drive.
And will you please assure him there's nothing wrong with having a high sex drive?
There is nothing wrong with having a high sex drive.
I didn't think it was, because it just happened naturally.
Just in terms of the communication being the baseline, and it doesn't sound like there's any type of addiction, we're not finding any condoms in the car, we're not finding that he's leaving work early to do certain things, like it's not impeding on a lifestyle. And so typically with addiction, that's what we see. It's impeding on your lifestyle. It's interrupting work, church, school, taking care of the kids. Like, it's interrupting those things.
So, Ms. Moon, do you think that whatever is going on with Mr. Smith has impeded your life?
No.
So, see, I love that level of maturity because now you're really just analyzing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But what about the man cave?
So, we turn right back to Dr. Savage. What do you think about the man cave and some of the items that were in the man cave?
So, like you said, many men have man caves and they have their own personal space. And also with women caves, you know, you just want that time to yourself, that time alone. In reference to finding porn or things like that, the first thing that came to my mind was there anything peculiar about the porn?
No.
Okay. That would have been a red flag for
100%. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about somebody that has fetishes or we're talking about illegal,
yes,
that kind of inappropriate,
yes,
stuff, then we're going to have a whole different conversation.
Correct. I think that there should have been more communication before getting sexually involved and talking, yes, about the six principles of sexual health. And it sounds like the main one, honestly, is shared values. I also hear that there may be some incompatibility with your sex drives and expectations. So the average couple only has sex 2 times a week.
Cool.
And
Mrs. Smith over there trying to get it more than 2 times a day.
It's always an excuse.
Yeah, I think honestly, you know, the first thing would be having more conversations about sex and really thinking about how you learned about sex, you know, and the context that it was given. Many times we learn about sex from our families, from our parents, and they got it from church or any type of religious or spiritual background, which is very judgmental. And Judge, like you said, you know, trying to get with the new modern, you know, things and being open to new sexual experiences. The fact of the matter is, people were doing it back then. They just weren't talking about it. And then you two having couples therapy together, mm-hmm, to talk about what the expectation is. Can we compromise? Can we meet each other in the middle?
I think Dr. Savage has hit the nail on the head. Mr. Smith, would you be willing to sit down with Dr. Savage and Ms. Moon and sort of talk through some of these issues?
Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm gonna look forward to doing.
And Ms. Moon, would you be interested in just sitting down, even separately with the doctor, just to talk through how you became aware of your body, how sex plays out in your head, and how you can get more comfortable so that you can, if you can't meet them all the way, meet them in a place that makes you both comfortable. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Dr. Savage, I appreciate the fact that you can help these young people. The fact that you all are so committed to each other that, mm-hmm, you would come here and talk about these issues, yeah, I think says a lot about their willingness to communicate. Dr. Savage?
I agree. I think that, honestly, if you all can come together, you know, do therapy, talk about how to improve the communication skills, how to improve, you know, on your relationship overall, I think y'all can make it.
This is a easy fix if you want to fix it. Ms. Moon, you willing to put the work in?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, you willing to put the work in?
Yes.
I look forward to hearing an update. And I think you're lucky that you've got this young lady, and young lady, you are lucky that you've got this man. Please work hard to keep the relationship. Robert, I like this couple so much, I'm rooting for them.
I'll watch the Yankee game in my man cave. But if he wants to do something else, that's on him.
I think it's just a little bit of maturity that she needs to grow into this relationship. And he can be a little patient with her. But they have a real chance of making something special. There's a lot of love there.
Take Fridays. Call it Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And take her to the man cave.
She would not know what to do in that doggone man cave.
Made in Georgia.